Traders worried about that Delta variant. For Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for David Brancaccio. Stock futures were down all morning. International markets struggle mightily. Oil prices are way down as worry about the spread of the coronavirus Delta variant takes hold on markets. Here to help us understand what's going on is Julia Coronado. She's founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Julia, the yield on the 10-year Treasury note is down to 1.22% this morning, but this bond slide is something we've been seeing for a minute, yeah?
The decline in bond yields has been underway for several weeks now, sort of the growing concerns about the Delta variant, fading fiscal support, greater risks around passage of the infrastructure packages. All of that together is adding some caution into the market, and now equities are joining the party, so to speak.
And we have OPEC Plus saying, look, we have a deal, but we're also going to increase production, I imagine. You know, I was looking at crude prices, and they're down significantly this morning as well.
Yeah, that's the silver lining, right, for consumers anyway. the oil prices have dropped sharply on the OPEC news, and that should pass through into gasoline prices in a couple of weeks.
You talked about sort of the dependence of the United States on government spending, and we're sort of wondering where these infrastructure, where these two bills are going to go, right? I imagine, again, that has traders in a bit of a, you know, it's a tough spot right now, yeah?
The prior fiscal support that was passed was very significant, but it was also all temporary. And now we had been talking about fairly sizable infrastructure packages. Now we're probably looking at numbers that are a lot smaller than had been previously discussed, so less support for the U.S. economy.
Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you so much for doing this, Julia.
My pleasure.
A couple of developments in D.C. to tell you about as Congress works out the details of two separate infrastructure packages. Lawmakers are expected to take key votes before the Senate takes a break in August, and as that deadline nears, believe it or not, there's a snag over how to pay for some of the spending proposals. Marketplace's Nova Safo has the details.
In the physical infrastructure bill, senators have jettisoned a plan to boost funding for the IRS because of a pushback from Republicans who don't want to expand the agency. The plan was part of the initial bipartisan framework agreement. The idea was to give the IRS more resources to police tax dodging and in return get $100 billion in new tax revenue to pay for infrastructure. Now senators are looking for alternative sources of revenue, with the clock ticking toward Wednesday. That's when the Senate is expected to hold a procedural vote to advance the bipartisan bill. Meanwhile, in the so-called human infrastructure plan, that's the $3.5 trillion one, which Democrats expect to pass without Republican support, there's an effort to add in voting reforms. They would be in the form of financial incentives for states to implement certain changes that could expand voter access. That would allow Democrats to pass some of the election reforms they've been seeking with a simple majority vote using the budget reconciliation process. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Dollar General, one of the discount retail chains with the most stores across the U.S., says it's moving into healthcare. Now, it's not clear what that's going to look like for the company just yet, but Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville reports on what that might mean for rural communities where healthcare is often hard to find.
By the numbers, people who live in rural communities tend to need more healthcare than most.
I have osteoarthritis, and he's a diabetic.
Gertrude Caruso and her husband live in a town of 1,200 people on Tennessee's Buffalo River. Linden is one of many rural communities that has lost its hospital in recent years, and that makes it harder for doctors in town to stay in business. But the need for primary care is there. The Carusos are both still trying to get help for lingering symptoms they have from COVID.
You always have effects from it. You can't get rid of that.
Like lots of small towns, Linden does have a Dollar General. It has 17,000 stores, with many in rural areas. Dollar General, based near Nashville, has hired a chief medical officer, but didn't make anyone available for an interview about its healthcare plans. A press release says stores will offer a comprehensive network of affordable services. The company's move follows industry behemoth Walmart, which is starting to put primary care supercenters in many stores. Retail analyst James Gardner has been watching Walmart's healthcare ambitions closely and says foot traffic is the name of the game.
Getting people off their couch, getting them away from their computer, and getting them into the stores. And there's few things that are more effective than healthcare because it has to be delivered hands-on.
So Dollar General might see more visits too.
But I'm having a hard time believing that they have an interest in improving health.
Rural health advocate J.C. Worrell is cautiously intrigued.
They are in most rural communities. So from that standpoint, it makes sense. And I think that healthcare needs some creative and innovative partners to help bring access to it.
But if Dollar General is primarily interested in profits, she says it may do little to improve the health of rural America and could end up hurting the few existing clinics that need all the business they can get. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.
The Biden administration is blaming the Chinese government for a hack of Microsoft email software that compromised tens of thousands of computers around the world earlier this year. The White House also disclosed some other cyber threats from Beijing, including ransomware attacks targeting companies with demands of millions of dollars. Now, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson told the Associated Press the attribution of cyber attacks should be based on evidence and not, quote, groundless accusations. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.